Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. This is Inside the District. It's Monday, September 30th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking casting news from this morning, Charli D'Amelio will make her Broadway debut in the ensemble of Anne Juliet for a limited run. D'Amelio is a dancer, former winner of Dancing with the Stars, and social media personality who, with over 155 million followers on TikTok, is currently the platform's second most followed individual. She will play Charmian, described as a dance-heavy role. D'Amelio will be in the company from October 29th through January 19th. Anne Juliet continues at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. A musical adaptation of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil is on its way to Broadway in 2025. The show premiered earlier this year at the Goodman Theater in Chicago. Based on the 1994 nonfiction bestseller by John Berendt, which inspired a 1997 movie, the musical follows the eccentric residents of Savannah, Georgia. It is also a crime drama that tracks an antique dealer through four trials after murdering the male prostitute he once loved. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil features an original score by Jason Robert Brown, with a book by Taylor Mack, choreography by Tanya Burl Torres, and direction by Rob Ashford. The lead producers of the musical are Hal Luftig, Craig Hafner, and Sherry White. Dates, a venue, and casting will be announced later. The full cast of Gypsy was just revealed this morning. Newly announced is Kevin Solak as Tulsa. The standout dancer was last seen on Broadway in The Outsiders as an ensemble replacement. He played his final performance in the Tony-winning Best Musical on August 25th. Jacob Ming Trent, whose most recent Broadway credit was the short-lived Hands on a Hard Body, will play Uncle Jocko. Kylie Danae Vickers will play Baby Louise, and alternating as Baby June will be Marley Leanne Gomes and Jade Smith. All three youngsters will be making their Broadway debuts. An 18-person ensemble and three swings complete the cast. As previously announced, Gypsy will be led by Audra McDonald, Danny Burstein, Joy Woods, Jordan Tyson, Leslie Margarita, Lily Thomas, and Melinda Hull. Previews for the classic musical begin November 21st, before a December 19th opening at the Majestic Theater. Six is introducing $35 in-person student rush tickets, which are now available. The offer is valid to those who bring a current student ID to the Lena Horne Theater box office the day of a performance, pending availability. Tickets are first come, first serve. There is expected to be a minimum of six rush tickets available for each performance. Up to two tickets can be purchased per individual. Six continues its open-ended Broadway run. Last night, The Hills of California officially opened on Broadway. The newest family drama from writer Jez Butterworth and director Sam Mendes bowed at the Broadhurst Theater. Reviews were mostly positive. This includes a Critics' Pick designation from New York Times chief theater critic Jesse Green, who called it a relentlessly entertaining new play. It resists interpretation, possibly as a way of resisting criticism, which despite its flaws, it clearly does with great success. The Hills of California extended its New York run late last week. Catch it now through December 22nd. And finally today, some breaking news from this afternoon. The musical theater world loses a gem much too soon. Tony, Grammy, and Olivier Award-winning performer Gavin Creel passed away today at his Manhattan home. His partner confirmed the devastating news. In July, Creel was diagnosed with metastatic melanotic peripheral nerve sheath sarcoma, a rare and aggressive form of cancer. Most people who have this kind of cancer do not end up surviving 5 years after initial diagnosis. Over the span of 20 years, he appeared in 12 Broadway shows, counting one-night-only performances, and was nominated for three Tony Awards, winning in 2017 for playing Cornelius Hackle in Hello, Dolly! Creel was a very well-liked member of the New York theater community. He had served on the board of trustees for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS for 9 years and hosted a donor celebration for the organization just last spring. His final Broadway appearance came in 2022 when he originated The Wolf and Cinderella's Prince in an acclaimed revival of Into the Woods. He lived by example, aimed to inspire and mobilize others, and was the epitome of light and sunshine, both on stage and off. Gavin Creel was just 48 years old. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.